You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to day two of this year's Galway Festival. And my name is Mark Walton. Joining me on the line to look ahead to all seven races in Ballybrit is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
In good form, mate. Yeah, in good form.
Yes, I've heard you had a pretty good day on the first day of the Galway Festival.
Yeah, it was a good solid start. I mean, to be fair, a lot of it was just following the tried and trusted formula of keeping Dermot Weldon side. And of course, he popped up with two winners, which I managed to get on the right side of. Bit unlucky with another one. But generally speaking, I just find Galway an exercise in not overcomplicating it. Look, you know the yards that do well here. You know the yard. You can identify the horses which have been laid out for the races. All you need to do is look at where they're drawn, if they've got the right conditions. And, you know, even Beckwith Star, who tipped in a 5.45, he'd won the race last year. It didn't take a genius to work that out. So, without sounding too flippant, it's going to be like that all week. It's just horses that have gone round this track really well in the past, and that's half the battle.
Yeah, good course form, festival form, back of Dermot Weldhorse, and you're never too far away.
Those are the combinations you look for. So if you come back at least one or two winners out of each individual day, then you're probably trying to, like I say, overcomplicate it.
Okay, well, what do you make of day two before we get stuck into it, Andy? Another good card?
Yeah, very good, yeah. Applying all those formulas which I just mentioned, there looks at least three or four I can see anyway that fit into that category. So again, I'd be disappointed with looking running. I mean, we're going to get certain races where things don't pan out and you are on the best horse but it doesn't win, because that's Ballybrit, that's the racing around here. It's like, you know, bumper cars on four legs. So, you know, you are going to get hard luck stories, but hopefully it'll pan itself out by the end of the week.
Hopefully so. Let's get stuck into Tuesday's action then. The first race this evening is at 5.15. We start here with the Topaz Novice Hurdle, which is a 2-mile contest, and Long Dog is the 4-7 market leader. 5-1 for Solar Tentive. Ademilo is 6-1, 12s for 3 stars. Mr. Bossman is 18s and 20s or bigger for the others. Several of these come into this with ones next to their name, and it's a good race. Should Long Dog be 4-7? He does look quite a smart prospect.
He does, yeah. Connections went to a tidy packet to buy this horse off previous connections. He was a good winner on the flat. I think it was actually at Sligo, funny enough. I think it was for Andrew Oliver back in the day as well. And he was snaffled up by Willie Mullins, of course, Rich Rishi, with a few to go over hurdles. And he went back to Sligo, first run for the new stable, and he absolutely bolted up. Couldn't have won any more easier. Prior to that, he'd finished second when he was a short price behind Moniero. That was at the Fairy House. A little bit disappointing that day, you could argue, but it still looked a good race on paper. The winner's obviously a well-regarded horse in the Martin stable. And the third, Fine Article. I know that Connections think the world of that one. Paul Nolan thinks he could be his next big staying chaser on the scene. He's got a rating of 142, even though it isn't in the paper. That's the official handicapper's mark. So a horse rated 142 running a Galway Novices Hurdle, I mean, that's almost Cheltenham Festival standard. Even at this stage, they took the first race yesterday with a very short price, similar type, in the shape of Bacchuson. And he's largely running against, in all great respect to them, a bunch of seasoned summer jumping horses in and around the 120 mark. The likes of Spaceship, Mr. Bossman, and Patsio are all, you know, got ratings and not going to improve that much. The two likely improvers are Adilmo, who won well the last time out for Alan Fleming down in Roscommon, and perhaps Solar Tentive, who won in Garran the other day. They both tie in with a horse called Little Hearth, who they beat quite comfortably on their last start, so they could be interesting. So I think Long Dog will probably win. If you gave me an option here and to say what I think the best bet might be or how to play this race, Patsio is a horse I've got a little bit of an affinity and an affection for, and he's a very consistent horse. He's run well around here before. He finished third in a bumper. But you look at his form figures, he's always there or thereabouts. He's a strong traveller. I actually think the better and the faster they go, the better his chances. I'm not saying he's going to win this race, but each way, Patsio, you've got four places on offer. I'm pretty sure he'll finish in the first four. I think Patsio is the each way bet.
Patsio to place only, something like that. I mean, yeah, it's a big price.
So. You could do it like that, place only, and perhaps a little small investment on the without the favourite market to win, of course.
Yeah. All right, then, a couple to consider then in the 5.15. The 5.45 is the second race on the card. This one is a beginner's chase over 2.25 miles. The market headed by Hash Brown, who's 2-1, 4-1 for Waheb, Guitar Pete 4-1 as well, 9-1 for Steps to Freedom, 12s for the Herd Garden, and 16s or bigger for the others. So the two JP McManus-owned horses at the top of the market, Andy, he's got a pretty strong hand here.
He has, yeah. He was very strongly fancied, Hash Brown, on his chasing debut. That was down in Limerick the other day. And to be fair, I don't think he did a great deal wrong, other than not win, of course, at 11-8. But he bumped into a horse of Henry de Bromhead, who obviously got good aspirations for making it over the larger obstacles in the shape of Sizing Platinum. Don't think there was any disgrace in that. He was looked after as well by Barry Geraghty once he recognised that his winning chance had gone. And I think that kindness could easily be rewarded here. He's obviously been set up for this race. Being a JP McManus horse in a chase around Galway, all the signs are there. But he's also got Waheb in this race as well, JP. And he could be of interest, of course, stemming from the stable of Dermot Wilder, who took the two races and the Ballybrick by storm once again yesterday. He's yet to jump over the larger obstacles, but he's a good horse over hurdles, 136. I mean, you don't get many 136 rated horses in races such as this, but there are at least two or three in here, including Waheb. And if he takes the larger obstacles, we know what Dermot Well can do. It's not as if he's, not a trainer who can train horses over fences. He took the Galway Plate many, many years, of course, with a horse I can't quite remember its name. But he's a specialist at all codes. Guitar Pete's another interesting performer. Of course, he's a 140 rated horse over hurdles. He was a good horse as a juvenile. Didn't quite hit the heights as expected last year, but he had one or two issues and. Those four-year-olds, when they go into their next season, are always difficult to play, so you are going to be forgiving for that. So, very much the class should rise to the top here. If I was going to have a bet at the prices, then at 4-1 for Waheb, that probably just looks too big to resist.
Yeah, he won the Galway Plate with Ansar, didn't he?
Ansar, that was the one, yeah. I should have got my notes ready first. Well done, mate.
All right. So Waheb each way in the 5.45. The 6.15 is the third race on the card. This is an EBF Fillies maiden over 7 furlongs, and the market's headed this morning by Simanka, who's 13-8. 5-2 for Sam Shocked. Kind of Magic is 130, 6-1 for Now or Never. Sing for Me is 14s and 20s or bigger for the others. Who would you side with in the third race?
Well, Simanka would have been one of my best bets on the card here, but was she not drawn in stall 10? Absolute complete coffin box. It's a bit of a nightmare, really, because I marked her down when she ran at Tipperary as a horse at Dermot Weld, would easily place to good effect here at Galway. And she ran a good deal better than her finishing position suggests as well. She was tucked in behind the pace, turning for home. Unfortunately, things just didn't pan out for her in the home straight, where she failed to get a clear run. Once switched to the outside, Pat Smullen then urged this Simanka along, and she found plenty off the bridle. It looked a decent race at the time as well. The winner looked a very nice horse, that Glamorous Approach, and it was chock full of decent newcomers. So, you know, it's just a shame, really. If stall 10 could easily be its undoing. You know, it might well be good enough to overcome it, but I don't think it's been priced up with that stall attached to its price. You know, you'd probably want to be wanting slightly bigger odds than 13-8, being as it's housed in stall 10. So with that in mind, I'd probably just pass it over on this occasion for Now or Never, a horse trained by Michael O'Callaghan. Stable definitely not to be underestimated in any races, let alone two-year-old contests. He has got a nice bunch of two-year-olds in his midst at the moment. And this filly by Bushranger, I thought, ran a really eye-catching race down in Ferryhouse the other day. I just loved her attitude. OK, she was beaten by Vitello, but that horse had got previous experience from the Mickey Halford stable. And there's been a win or two in behind as well. So I think the form's pretty good. But I did like the way she got her head down. She really looks a nice, tough customer. I think she'll improve for the run. But the beauty about her is, of course, she's drawn in stall 1, whereas my other main fancy for the race, Samanka's drawn 10. That should allow Emmy McNamara to get a nice run round the inside, save vital energy for that hill climb up the hill in the latter stages. So at the prices, I'd probably go Now or Never each way. She's around 6 or 7 to 1 this morning, and that's the way I'm going to play the 6.15.
No one ever each way for Andy in that one then. The 650 is the fourth race on the card. This one is the Topaz Mile Handicap. It's a premier handicap of a mile and a half a furlong, and Stay the Night heads the market at 4-1. 6-1 for Unsinkable. Hint of a Tint is 7s, having touched 9s. Barrowese is 10s into 8s. 9-1 for Vastanea, and 10-1 for Brendan Bracken. It's then 12-1 on bigger prices for the others. Nice competitive handicap, as you'd expect, Andy. Who would you side with in there?
Yeah, no, great surprise to see Stay the Night favourite, Dermot Weld, in one of the big handicaps of the week. Having just had the one run to blow away the cobwebs, it was an eye-catching run as well behind Lat Hawil the other day down in Nace. The winner, of course, at Heaven's Guest of that contest, went on to win the Victoria Cup. So the form's there for all to see. Could have done with a slightly better draw if you've been overly picky, but definitely a shortlist material. But I quite like two against him here, and that's Unsinkable. Unfortunately, with Unsinkable, he's yet to run around the trap, but I've got no hesitations in putting him up as a horse. I think I'll handle the gradients here at Ballybrick, because he's been up a hill several times in his life already at Navan, and he seems to get on really well at that track. He really grabs to the ground, and you know, he powers up the hill. He did to good effect 3 starts ago when he beat a Goodfield, including Ripple's Effect and subsequent winner King's Riker. And then he was unfortunate to get touched off the other day. He looked all over the when he travelled at the Wrath of God in that race that eventually went the way of I'll Be Your Clown. But for 9/10 of that journey, he looks as though he got the race in safekeeping. It was a strongly run event as well. He comes out top of my speed figures courtesy of that run. He's drawn in stall 4, which is a great stall position for Colin Keane to work from. And it comes from a stable that's got a tremendous record in this race. Brendan Bracken took it 2 years ago in the same colours. And Piri Wango, who was a narrow horse that just got touched off in the latter stage, was also from the same yard last year. So it's a race that Geo Lyons clearly likes, and he's obviously laid out in Sinkable for it. And the other horse that definitely fits the bill here is a horse that I tipped in the race last year, is Vastanea, 7-year-old grey by Verglas, trained by Kevin Prendergast. Got a fantastic draw, much better draw, funny enough, than its victory last year. Drawn stall 10 last year, 3 this year. Did amazingly well to come from so far off the pace as well, coming with a sweeping run around the outside, and in the end won quite comfortably. Has dropped down to a similar mark, courtesy of several unplaced efforts this season, but that's often the case with this 7-year-old. It's only when it comes to Ballybrick when it's the blue touch paper gets ignited. Never been out the frame in 3 starts. Loves the hill. Absolutely bang on. The ground is perfect for it as well. So 2 against the field here. Unsinkable. And last year's winner, Vastanea.
Okay, a couple against field for Andy then in the 650. The 720 is the fifth race on the card. This one is an EBF maiden over 7 furlongs, and Valak heads the market out 6-4. 9-4 for Unyielding, 8-1 for Ibergman, 10-1 for Yulong Zhongfeng, and 12s or bigger for the others. Dermot Weld favourite here, Andy, in the shape of Valak. You've also got Jessica Harrington's runner, Unyielding. She had a winner on the card yesterday as well. So those two, the two to concentrate on here?
Yeah, definitely. Number one choice, got to be Valak here. I kind of put a little bit of a question mark over him early on in the season, but I'm probably unjustified in my beliefs, because if you go back and look what he's been running against, I've probably been doing him a disservice. First time up at Leopardstown, he was very strongly fancied. Everyone thought he was a certainty to win that day, but unfortunately bumped into Hans Holbein. We didn't realise at the time, but we were dealing with a horse that went on to win a Group 2 race at the Chester meet in the Chester Vars. He's rated 107, so Valak was obviously very unlucky. The third has won since as well, brightly shining. He then dropped down to a mile, and once again, he was found wanting in the latter stages, but again, it was by a horse that has carried all before him this season in handicaps, a horse called Cradle Mountain, who's got a rating of 93, and he just didn't quite get home on the soft ground that day, having travelled up like the most likely winner. They dropped him to 7 furlongs next time, made plenty of use of him, but look at what he was up against on that occasion, Sir Isaac Newton, who was a massively unlucky loser in the Jersey Stakes at Royal Ascot, and Stop and Linger, who bolted up next time out at Ferry House in a very fast time. So I just think this horse has been incredibly unlucky. There's no such horses that he's taken on in the past up against him here tonight. He's got the visor on first time, which often Dermot Weld does here to good effect over the week. And he's got a brilliant draw as well in track one. So everything looks set fair for Valak to jump out the stalls, to make plenty of use of that inside gate. He obviously stays further than 7 furlongs as well, which is a bonus. And opposition-wise, well, other than Unyielding, who ran well on debut, and Ing Bergman has got a bit of form in maidens, the rest of them look really up against it. So Valak at the prices this morning, actually, I thought he'd be shorter. 6-4, that looks a really appetising price.
Yeah, see where you're coming from as well. Being gelded, the visor goes on. Rock-solid form. Looks good, doesn't it? 6-4.
Well, yeah. As I say, Dan, complicated. You've got it there on a plate, haven't you? You've got the best horse with the best form, drawn in track one, blinkers on first time out, trained by Dermot Weld, and you get 6-4.
Nice. The 750 is the penultimate race at Galway this evening. This one is a handicap over 7 furlongs, and the market this morning is headed by Blue Bullet, who's 3-1, 11-2 for Northern Rocked. Beat the Ballot is 8s into 7s. It's 7-1 for Bobby Jean, 8-1 for Bo Satchel, and 10s or bigger for the others. Who would you side with them there, Andy?
Yeah, I probably have a couple against the field here. I'm a big fan of Bobby Jean. I have been since the start of the season when she won first time up in Tipperary in a very fast time. She's been beaten a couple of times for podcasters subsequently, but we did nail her when she won at the Curragh. She was beaten last time out, but it was a decent effort behind Bo Satchel. Ground should suit. I think going up a hill over 7 furlongs would be fine. She seems to appreciate the stiff track, and she's got a good draw. So she's my number one choice at 8-1. And the other one I'd have to go for here is another horse that loves the track, Cardiel. Only out of the frame, amazingly, once in 8 starts here at Ballybrit. So you can almost disregard what he's done in previous visits to other racetracks as the years developed. They almost absolutely count for nothing. You just know that Iggy Madden has got to get this horse spot on. He had 3 runs last year before popping up. And lo and behold, he's had 3 runs again this year. And just to make things even more appetising for punters, is he's booked Jack Kennedy as well. Now, Jack Kennedy, of course, is the big apprentice find over in Ireland this season, and he takes a valuable 7 off, which gets it to a rating of 68, which is the kind of rating that Cardiel's used to performing on. Not a bad draw. He goes really well with cutting the ground. He stays really strongly. He actually stays a mile better than he does 7, but I shouldn't see it being a problem. So, again, you've got a real big track horse here at 10-1 in the shape of Cardiel, alongside a horse who's definitely progressing in the shape of Bobby Jean.
And on to the final race, the 8:20, race 7 on the card. This one is a handicap over 2 miles. And interesting market move this morning on Crystal Pearl, who's 13-2 into 9-2 favourite. 11-2 for Grecian Tiger. Heartbreak City is 13-2. 7s for Mustardrick. 9-1 for Winter Lion and Ben Kai. And 10-1 are bigger prices for the others.
I do quite like a couple in this race at much bigger prices. A horse called Akalina did a very, very big speed figure the other day for a maiden down in Ballinrobe. It's absolutely sensational, to be perfectly honest. And won by 13 lengths she did. And I just think it was a combination of a step-up in trip and the very soft ground which brought the best out of her. But while she's in this kind of form, I can't resist her at the morning prices. She's 14-1 with William Hill. And I know this is a little bit of a step-up in class. And the handicapper hasn't missed her. She was rated 63 going into that race. She's now off a rating of 76, which is up £13. But that might not be enough to prevent her from running well here. The more rain, the better. If they get showers at Ballybrit, the more chances her'll increase. And the other one is Hazirabad, who never got a run the other day in a very competitive race at Leopardstown. But I did notice him doing some really good late work on ground that was far too firm for him. He's a very strong stayer over hurdles. He definitely appreciates this step-up in trip here. He's been running over 2 miles largely in his life on the flat. And he looks as though Seamus Fay, he's definitely had an eye on this race for quite a while for this horse. So they're both big prices, my two selections in the last. Akalina would be my number one choice at 14s, but around the 16-1 mark, Hazirabad would be the other one.
Couple nice prices in the last race. And let's have a quick summary as usual, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, hopefully we have a decent night as we did the first night here at Galway on the second evening. I'll probably go with Patio each way without the favourite in the first, because I do think Long Dog will win quite comfortably. And the 5:45, looks as though JP McManus has got this race by the scruff of the neck with Hash Brown and Wahib. But if in doubt, I always go with a Dermot well-trained horse, so I'm going to go with Wahib on this occasion. Now or Never looks a decent each-way bet, drawn is still one in the Fillies Maiden. In the 6:50, the big race of the night, Topaz Mar. I'm going to keep it simple here by going with Unsinkable and the course specialist Fastenaya. In the 7:20, Valak looks as though he's got everything in his favour here. Drawn is still one, visor on, informed stable, Bob's your uncle. The 7:50, two against the field there are number 4 and 5 on your race card, Cardiel and Bobby Jean. And in the final race, again, another couple to have a juggle around with at the prices. Akalina, who did his big speed figure down at Ballinrobe the other day. And also Hazina Raban, who has been catching the eye over hurdles and on the flat of late.
Superb. Good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy Galway this evening.
I will do. Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.